Bruchim Abuim B'Shem Hashem. What a great schus it is throughout the entire world, on virtually every continent. We are all united learning the Torah of the Heilige Zera Shimshin. Our shir is a schus for Refuah Shelema, for Rav Yosef Menachem Monish Ben Genendel, and for Sara Baspina. May they each have Arichas Yomim B'Shonim Tovos. Our shir is at the time of Matan Torah. Hashem descended with all the Malachim, and they were divided into four camps. They were carrying flags. When Bnei Yisrael saw this, they too wanted flags. They wanted to be divided into camps just like the Malachim. Hashem said to them, "You have a desire for the Golim? You want the flags? By my life, I promise I will fulfill your request." Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Make the flags that they want." The Zera Shimshon asked the question, why is it that Bnei Yisrael wanted the flags? He explains that when everyone knows their place, there's shalom, there's no machloikis. Like it says, "V'gam kolom azal mekomo yavoi v'shalom," and all the nation will come to its place in peace. We find that by Malachim, there's no machloikis. They have their own flags. Bnei Yisrael wanted the degolim, so that each shevet would recognize their own place, their own boundaries, and there would always be peace among them. That's why it was so apparent to Bilam when he saw Yisrael shoychin lishvatov. Bilam saw that Bnei Yisrael were dwelling according to their tribes. He knew that when there is peace, there is no harm that could come to Klal Yisrael. Such peace can exist when everyone has their own place. The Satan only comes when there's machloikas, chas v'shalom, when everyone's confused and they don't know their place. In fact, at the time of the Chet HaEgel, the Satan came down and mixed everyone up. He knew that if everyone will be mixed up and confused, it would create machloikas, providing the perfect situation for the Satan to rule. But when we are ba'achdus, when we are in unity, there is no greater bracha, no greater shmira for Klal Yisrael. The Heilige Melitzer once said, if no one in Klal Yisrael would ever lift up a hand, would argue, or would harm another Yid, there is no outside force that could ever be pogeya, physically, spiritually, or otherwise in Klal Yisrael. Be'ezer Hashem Yisparach. Tomorrow we will continue our shir with the Zera Shimshon. Besuros Tavos, Yeshuos, V'Nechamos.